From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio on this Friday. The last 2 weeks, we have been looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, where the Word of God says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." And of course, last week we spent the entire week expounding upon that particular verse of Scripture, and I emphasize with you that the Scripture is the Word of God, not the Word of men. The Scripture is the truth of God and is absolute truth. And then the Scripture is the operation of God, actively energizing believers. And we talked about that last week. This week, we have been focusing on the very last word of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, which is the word believe. And I've been emphasizing with you that that word believe simply means to commit to or to have full confidence in. And the fact of the matter is, if God's word is going to work in our lives, then we must believe. The question is, what must we believe? Well, this week I've been emphasizing the fact that we must believe in the existence of God, according to Hebrews 11:6. And then yesterday, I mentioned that we must believe in the efficacy of Christ, according to 1 Timothy 1 and verse 15. And that is the belief or the confidence that the redemptive work of Christ is all the sufficient power needed to produce and provide eternal salvation for all who believe. Today, we're going to wrap up our study by noting that if we're going to get the best out of the Word of God, then we must believe in the effect of the Scriptures. Yes, the Bible is God's Word, but we must believe that it is effectual. We must believe that it is relevant to where we live today. Turn with me, if you would please, to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And this is a verse, or I should say a passage of Scripture that I believe that most of you are very familiar with. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, where the Word of God says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. And we must believe that. We must believe in the effect of the Scripture. And might I say that believing in the effect of the Scripture is the belief or confidence that the Scripture is the foundation of true Christianity, and it will change the lives of those who obey it. In other words, when we believe the Word of God, it will change our lives if we take heed to it. But we must believe the Word of God, and we must believe that the Word of God is everything that it says that it is. Here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have this statement in our doctrinal paper where it says that the Bible in truth is the Word of God and is the supreme and final authority by which all human conduct, creeds, and opinions shall be tried. In other words, God's Word is to be the supreme authority in your life, in my life, in the church life, in the family life, in civil life, in government life, whatever the case may be. Why? Because it is inspired of God. And that word inspiration is an interesting word. It means to be God-breathed. You know, many times today when we use the word inspiration, or I should say inspired, we think of, maybe we've seen some beautiful picture, and that beautiful picture inspired us. Or maybe we heard somebody sing a tremendous song, and we say, well, that song really inspired me. That's not what the word inspiration means here in the Word of God. It simply means God-breathed. In other words, from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, everything that is in our Bible is there because God breathed it. God breathed it into the heart, into the mind of those who wrote down the Scripture. He breathed His Word into the mind of Paul, into the mind of Peter, into the mind of John, into the mind of James, and all of those 40 human authors who recorded the Word of God. And then, of course, He kept that Word free from error. And thank the Lord for that. The fact of the matter is that when we pick up the Bible to read it, it is free from error. And it's profitable. It's relevant for every one of us. You know, there are many people today who question the relevancy of the Word of God. Well, listen, the Bible, the Word of God, is as much up to date as tomorrow morning's news, because it comes from God. In fact, here in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for four things. Number one, doctrine. Now, don't let that word doctrine scare you. The word doctrine simply means the teaching of who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. And all of that is found in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16. And in the entire Word of God. But it's found in that word doctrine, teaching about who God is. But then it tells us here that the Scripture is profitable for reproof, which means that the Word of God shows us when we have sinned, or when we have wronged God, or when we are out of line spiritually. Then the Word of God is profitable for correction, which means that the Bible sets us up straight again once we have fallen. And then finally, the Word of God is profitable for instruction in righteousness, which means that it teaches us how to live right. And so, you see, we need the Word of God, and we must believe in the effect of the Scripture, that it does work in the lives of those who believe it. As it teaches doctrine and shows reproof and correction and instruction in righteousness. And then verse 17 of 2 Timothy 3 goes on to say that the man of God, that's the Christian, may be perfect. That means spiritually mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. In other words, it is the Word of God that is designed by God to make the child of God the way God would have them to be. And when you and I pick up the Bible and read it, we must believe that the Word of God is effectual, because it truly is, as it relates to doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, and then even in our spiritual growth and development. That's why we need to be in the Word of God, because the Scripture reveals everything that we need to know about God. You see, the Scripture reveals God to those who believe it. The Scripture reveals Christ to those who believe it. The Scripture saves those who believe it. The Scripture equips those who believe it. The Scripture matures those who believe it. And so we need to believe the Word of God. What does that mean? Well, again, it means that we must be willing to commit to it and to have full confidence in it. And when you and I commit to the Word of God and have full confidence in the Word of God, then the Word of God will work effectually in our lives. You know, down through the years, as a pastor, and I've been a pastor for nearly 50 years now, I've had people come to me and say, Pastor, I just don't get anything out of the Bible when I read it. And then on the other hand, I've had people come to me and say, Pastor, I get so much out of the Bible when I read it that I just don't want to put it down. What's the difference between the two? Well, the difference is simply this. One believes everything that the Word of God says because it is God's Word. And the other person just, well, doesn't pay attention, maybe even doubt what the Bible says. And maybe says, well, yeah, I believe that the Bible is God's Word, but they really don't apply it to their lives. Listen, believing the Scripture will lead us to recognize the existence of God and the efficacy of Christ, as we've been emphasizing this week. But also, believing the Scripture will build our faith that will enable us to see the greater working of God in our lives. And so, as our theme this week has been, believing is seeing. When we believe the Word of God and then spend time in the Word of God, we will truly be able to see God work in our lives. And so my challenge to every one of us is simply, number one, read the Word of God. Number two, study the Word of God. Number three, obey the Word of God. Number four, meditate upon the Word of God. And then number five, live out the Word of God and watch how it will work effectually in your life, beginning today. Well, I trust that this study the last 2 weeks has been a blessing to you. I want to encourage you to go to church on Sunday and then join us again on Monday for another study in the Word of God here on the Living Truth Radio program. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you all.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.